Because you're an emotional fucking cripple. Your soul is dog shit. Every single fucking thing about you is ugly. You got no discipline. You got zero fucking initiative. You're just too pathetic for words. You are fucking loser and you fucking know it.
More booze. More bullshit. More butt fucking.
He did not care anymore. Life and death. The same. Only that the crowd would be there to greet him with howls of lust and fury. He began to realize his sense of worth. He mattered.
I just want you to remember one thing. This is your true love. Every night, the show is here for you. Everything else is bull.
Just wanted to break in on you singing along to that, Will. What's up, everyone? Wanted to welcome you to another edition of Papa's Basement. Carry it. Okay, enough of that. I just wanted to get out the usual URLs that I give at the beginning of the show. You can listen to us every Saturday live, 3 to 4 p.m., www.fcac.org/WEBR. The archives of the show can be found at myspace.com/jpapageo. That is J-P-A-P-A-G-E-O. And the comic website, which hasn't been updated in, Christ, 3 years now, but hopefully someday soon. That is www.dirtytissues.com. Will, anything you want to add to that?
These effing like headphones don't really work either.
Really?
It's like the left channel doesn't work. Whatever.
Yeah, who cares? We'll raw dog our way through it. Apparently we're saying goodbye to Leo for starters. He bushwhacked me on the couch today, and I invited him out, and he said, "I don't think I'm going to join you guys. I don't think you want me there." So I don't know what went down, but Leo, happy trails, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Will, anything
seems,
to add?
Seems like kind of a blindside.
I didn't see it coming.
Fucked by the black man again.
Yeah, you were waiting for it. So yeah, I wanted to, in case people were wondering where the hell he went. He's merrily watching TV on the couch, far as I know.
Oh, well.
I wanted to start the show with the Smiths because it's been just horribly mopey, sad, fruity, depressed week. And I figured I could have done the completely cliched college radio move and busted out some Smiths on air.
Which song?
Please, please, please let me get what I want. Listen to these lyrics if you don't want to slit your wrist.
See, the luck I've had can make a good man
turn bad. You ever heard this one, Will?
No.
It's a good one.
So please, please, please.
Maybe the only one I remember is that this charming man.
Oh. Yeah, that's a little gay for my taste.
Get what I want.
Please let me get what I want this time. Oh, how I love that one.
What years were they together?
Oh, maybe like 84 to 87, 83 to 87.
Oh, so it was like a really short period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they banged out about an album a year and then tanked.
Yeah.
And then Morrissey did his thing for 20 years and is still doing it.
Is he gay?
Morrissey, I'll put it this way. He has a lot of fan based in Greece. You know what I mean? A lot
in
of
Greek
Morrissey webpages. And he has said he doesn't believe in gay or straight. People are merely sexual. So that, to me, would suggest at least a poll or two in the past.
If not more.
Yeah, probably 200,000 to 300,000.
So-called bisexual.
I love the bisexual dude who's blown like 98 guys and been with two chicks.
Exactly.
That's about the ratio right there. But yeah, to add to this complete week of BS, the computer, like I said, last week blew up. So this week I started trying to cut some new samples I wanted to get from Chappelle's Show, Take That, You Clap Having Jezebel. And from Casino, De Niro saying, "I want that Irish bitch." You know, just why not? Why not just air all the dirty laundry? And
was he talking about Sharon Stone?
Or? Yeah, yeah. She plays Ginger. I forget what the hell Ginger's name is before it becomes Rothstein in Casino.
Rothstein.
But yeah, he falls for a filthy Irish blonde who wrecks him. And great, great movie, by the way. I know we've had this talk. I need some Casino sound bites. But yeah, it's just, I think from James Lee, our one dedicated fan who listens pretty much weekly, he said the last week was really introspective and I sounded down and like nothing really made me happy. And you know what? Last week's show is going to sound like mother effing Chuck E. Cheese compared to this week's show. Because it has been a full week of me bathing in self-loathing and just self-doubt. I have, for those that don't know, like I said, I quit last week. I put in the 2 weeks. And I'm jumping to personal training. I might as well be selling effing snake oil. You know what I mean?
What? There's some.
There's.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. Because, no, I mean,
there's some guarantee.
There's a lot of idiots out there who can't figure out how to, like, use weight machines
on
their own.
Here's the thing. There's some guaranteed income to it, especially at the get-go. But it's essentially a sales job.
Yeah,
it's just my D and my nuts in my hand and me waving people down and saying, sign with me, sign with me. And Lord knows, I'll be sweating bullets. And it also made me think, am I really passionate about that? I guess I am. Yeah, I like the gym. I like training people. But God, I don't want that to be my life's purpose, dude. You know what I mean? Like, everyone wants some like huge, grand, hard-on, popping thing to be what they were put on this earth for.
Right.
I don't want mine to be, like, running my hands all over horny 60-year-old women, giving them a post-workout massage or some crap.
Could be worse.
No, frisk me, baby. Whoa,
no.
Do I have a concealed weapon for you?
How is it Don and Mike integrate those so seamlessly and we, like...
Well,
because
you're the
like
one doing it.
What now?
Because you're the one doing it and I want to listen, but...
I got you, yeah, because... We pause like the Pope is walking by or
Who
something.
Who does theirs? Is it Rob or Don?
I swear to God, it's Don.
That's like, what
I think the man's
too.
Just an effing virtuoso.
Well, he's also like putting in tape, so it's not like he has to be too precise.
No, I think he swapped to like a little grid
computer.
System. Yeah, yeah, they bitched about that. But yeah, it's so it's that. I've been having it out with abroad the past few weeks now, which has been delightful.
One of those pleasures.
Yeah, because honestly, I think the last time, my friends are, it's like, you get 1 week where you get to mope, and I think I've entered kind of like week two of it, and that's when people start to turn on you, where it's like, yeah, I'll listen a little bit more, pussy. And so the rivers of pity have started to dry up, and now it's just me on my own again, trying to figure out how the hell that tanked.
Well, how long were you like seeing her, really?
Not long at all. That's what really makes it pathetic. Like, I'd known her... half a year or so,
right?
And then it kind of out of nowhere becomes something, and then just that quickly tanks.
She wasn't there from the beginning, like when you started.
No, I don't know where there is that you're talking about, since we're gonna stay ambiguous for another 7 days on this subject.
Your job.
Someplace that I go daily.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Earn my daily bread.
Oops.
But in no way is my employment. So yeah.
Oh, because your other coworkers don't know, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I've managed to keep silencio.
Yeah,
I
would not dip my pen in. Yeah, I'd probably do whatever.
No. Please believe me where that fact was thrown in my face at the beginning.
By her?
Yes, where she said, I know you've said a million times you don't care to S where you eat, and that's what you view a workplace relationship as. And
but
then
I'm different.
Yeah, exactly. And but it was kind of flaunted, but like, but this is different.
Whatever, if you're out of there, who cares?
I'm out of there. I really don't care.
Might as well burn the bridge.
It'd be burned. It is.
Salt the earth behind you.
I would say now it's just reached this intriguing state of I don't know what's, you know, now I'm just curious. The emotions have charred and hardened and been crapped out of my system. But I'm just curious.
That was pretty effing quick.
What now?
And the whole thing.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, caring for someone with me. I mean,
I have
it seems
the
like
heart
the first
of a
chick
dirty, dirty whore, Will.
Looked in a while, but yeah, I don't know.
No. I mean, go on. Add something. I know
like
I always bushwhack you with the outlines, and then you're, like, left with your...
No, I don't care. I'm just saying, like, with heat, I say, like, don't get attached to anything you're not willing to walk out on in 30 seconds.
And that kind of has been where my brain has gone the past week.
It's not good, though. I know that's not the way to be.
What? The walking out thing?
Yeah, like, just being afraid of love, I guess. Not to get all G-H-E-Y in here.
No, go for it.
I am not gay. I said I am not gay.
Yes, talk about love, Will.
gay?
Keep filling me in.
No.
You are gay.
Okay, go on.
No, I mean, you can't let past experiences, like, sour you the way it has you and I.
Well, that's the thing. I'd like to say I managed to still march into everything with a really open mind, even though I know whatever's inherent in me. It's a great movie called Blowing Smoke / Freak Talks About Sex. I think the DVD is Blowing Smoke, and if you catch it on cable,
yeah, I was gonna say I've seen a movie called Freak Talks About
Sex. Freak Talks About Sex is fantastic. Where I want to say it's Josh, I forgot his last name, but he's with Steve Zahn in the flick, and he's talking to Freak. It's not Hartnett. Okay. It's a weird Josh who kind of had a career for like 4 years.
Zummel or something.
Yes.
Really?
Excellent pull. No, you're thinking Josh Duhamel, maybe?
Maybe. Oh, I can't remember.
I'll go with Zummel. All right. Whatever. Yeah. Josh effing Zummel. And he says...
Could you use the Costanza? Be like, Flavin.
Yeah. The cough escape.
And it's always Flavin.
Really?
Yeah, Morris turned me on to that.
He always says Flavin.
Yeah, like when he's BSing something, it's like, it's the Flavin.
I just know he always goes with Vandalay.
Yeah, it's the fake name, but like when he does the cough cover up, it's Flavin.
And Kramer, of course, is
N-word.
No, come on.
His real name?
No. What's his go-to fake name?
Dr. Van Nostrand.
There we go. All right, you were on it. But yeah, he is talking to Freak, and he's like
his go-to word in real life.
Yeah. No. We know that one. Heck, we have that here. Let's.
If it ain't white, it ain't right.
There we go. Kramer dispensing advice. So,
sounds just like
him. Yeah, exactly. Dead on. The voice of a 24-year-old is Kramer. So, what's his face? Freak's friend, Josh Zimmel.
Flavin.
Josh Flavin. Yeah, Josh Flavin explains he's talking to his meteorologist brother. His brother's done something with his life. He's this big market meteorologist. And he's saying, you know what? When it comes to women, I attract crazies. I am like a trailer park attracting tornadoes. And his brother says, no, it is not that the trailer park attracts tornadoes.
Is that they're susceptible to them?
It is that the construction of a trailer park creates the tornadoes in the first place. In other words, having all that flat land,
it leads to it.
So he's like, I do not attract crazy women. I make them. And I'm wondering if that's it. If someone can only log X amount of hours with me, and I can take a normal person and just make them bat-ass within, like, 2 weeks.
Well, that's another thing. You and I, like...
Big mistake. Big, big mistake.
What's up?
Yeah, I mean, I try to be as honest with myself and other people as possible. I mean, you and I are not normal.
And I try. That's what pains me. It's like...
Well, no, that's the thing. I don't think you should. I mean, I think you should be yourself. I get what you're saying. Like, I'm trying to do that, too. Like,
I try to stamp out the bad in myself. That's what I'm saying.
No,
I
I'm
know
trying
I'm
to do that,
F
too.
Up. The fact that, like, I'm 27, and this is, like, we're going to delve headlong into the depression cake eventually. But, you know, it's, like, at 27, I feel I should have done a little more. I should have some kind of clear goal. Like, I tell people, I want to get into comedy, and I want to get into radio. Radio especially, because I was talking to you the other night about this.
Right.
It's fat bucks. You kind of get to stay in one market for at least a few years at a pop. And I don't know, man. Then I got to figure, why can't I be happy getting drunk and going to Clarendon Ballroom, you know? Why is it my wood
smart.
Gets hard? Yeah, watching Goodfellas for the 50th time, quoting it start to finish. You know, going up to my room and looking at porn. This is obviously what I've been hardwired for. I've done this since, like, age 10. This is what makes me happy.
No, I mean, it's like, I forgot. I mean, people always say that, you know, like, well, ignorance is bliss. But also, I was reading somewhere. I mean, there's, like, studies to prove that the smarter people are, like, the more depressed they are because they're more perceptive about how essy the world truly is.
And I think that's what I view
humans. And that's
why,
like, dumber people, yeah, can work 9 to 5, 40 hours a week, and then go out on the weekends,
yeah,
get drunk,
honestly,
and do this for 40 years of their life.
Yeah. No, man.
Not really question it or feel empty at all.
No, and just be like, oh, retirement's going to be a blast. Let's
yeah,
get loaded.
65.
Yeah. And I go berserk because I don't think much of people overall. I think we're monkeys, you know?
No, like, we are. We're animals.
We're ants. Yeah, we're animals.
And that's why I really hate, like, the evangelicals or whatever. I think we're, like, these divine creatures.
No, no, no. We're filth.
Yeah, if we're divine, how can we S?
Yeah, exactly. I S'd this morning. I pounded off into some tissues. There was nothing angelic about that, you know? Once I threw them in the toilet, a heavenly halo came out of them, but that was about it, and it took 10 minutes to form.
And as if all these, like, babies that have been aborted, and you're like, oh, you're murdering God's creatures. Like, yeah. None of them would grow up to be, like, murderers or rapists or criminals.
Oh, by the way, I told Mom not to listen today, so we can say whatever.
Oh, well, I don't care if she was.
We can talk about our abort babies partying in heaven.
Cousins?
Oh, God, yeah.
We're going straight to hell.
Some huge snot loogie. Phlegm plug because I've been smoking like an existentialist for the past week. Just came out. I want to say it landed on the microphone or the council. I'm looking for it.
It's like something about me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I did that one time where it was like I was sick and I sneezed through my mouth and just this huge ball of snot came out. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where it was. It was just like on my effing leg.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. This happens whenever I smoke a ton. I get these little snot corks.
The menthol mousse.
Yeah, when I'm cleaning back out, it just starts piling out of me slowly but surely.
No, that's what happens. It's like if you're not a hardcore
Squire's
smoker.
Squire's going to find a present on the dial when he comes in here.
If you're not a hardcore smoker, your lungs do clean themselves out like that.
Yeah, really quickly, too.
Yeah.
Because dude, the stress of this whole, you know, I'm like, I got no money.
You do, though.
Well, no, I got money.
Yeah, so.
And that's the thing. I need to get over myself. It's more...
Yeah, I think you may have taken it a little bit too hard. I
mean, oh, yeah, I'm a pussy. I'm a huge, huge P word, man.
I mean, things definitely aren't as bad as I think you're making them out to be.
No, they're fine.
At the same time, you know, like, I can understand, like, quitting a job, like, is kind of scary, like, when I did it. And you're just like,
dude,
what the F?
Especially, you had a small office where... You hated everyone pretty much, or you didn't hate them, but like...
No, I liked a lot of them. No, I got along with everyone except the boss, really.
Well, okay,
everyone else
but they
cool.
weren't like real friends outside of work all that much, right?
Oh, no. I never hung out with people.
Yeah, but they were still
except
a network.
Except for Nick, but I already knew him beforehand, and he wasn't there all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Nick, the dude from your band or whatever.
Yeah.
Back in the day. When you were a rocker. But yeah, I got like 80, 90 people there. A lot of them have turned into friends. Hell, we're living with Leo.
Yeah.
I've obviously dipped my feathered pen in the inkwell with the coworkers. It's been a big thing to me, this place. Much as I hate management and hate everything.
No, I mean, like, that's what I said. As far as, like, an office job,
it's
seem too bad.
It's like transferring schools, you know? Like, I'm going to go to a new school and be the new kid and get picked on.
Well, no, I mean... See, the thing about you is, like, since you're going to, I guess, technically be self-employed, but you'll still... work with a lot of people.
Yeah, they kind of pass people through you. They like they herd them through, and then I'm supposed to be like, hey, I'm John, look at my pert nipples and my hard ass, I want to train you. And I just do that like 4 times a day or something, and then I finally start training these people, and then they cut me down to pretty much nothing, at which point I'm certified, and it's like, however far you want to go with this, you can make like $80,000 a year with it, you can make $200 a week with it, you know.
I think it's a pretty good thing to be getting into, man, because you know, there's a lot of rich dummies in the area who have nothing
to
do.
Oh, yeah,
to
yeah, yeah. I mean,
shit.
If there's one area where I would be doing this, it ain't Tuscaloosa.
Yeah,
know?
I mean, like, if anything, look for places like in Great Falls, McLean.
Yeah, it isn't like, am I going to put my money toward personal training or my Lucky Strikes? You know, we're set in this area. This is, like you said, Great Falls, like, driving around Great Falls.
Yeah, it's a good area to, like, run any kind of business, really, because there's a lot of people with expendable income no matter what the economy is.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, every guy that I've talked to about this job within 3 lines, like, you know, it'll be a ton of people around, like the boss and stuff. It's like, it's going to be great. You're going to love it. And then the boss will walk away and pulls me aside. It's like, let me ask you something. Are you single? I'm like, well, yeah, I'm single. so much poontang. You know? Like, instantly just, oh, God, they all cut to it. These guys must have VDs on their VDs, you know? Their crabs must have the HIV.
Their herpes have AIDS.
Exactly. Their warts have the clap and so forth.
No, that'd be pretty cool. I'd be down with banging a bunch of old chicks.
Well, no, it's not even so much old. Tata. It's like you can also get a lot of 20, I want to say you're going to get 26, 27-year-olds right around my age, mm-hmm. women who are panicking.
That they're not married by 30.
Uh-huh. And they got some cash to burn.
And time, yeah.
And it's like, you know what? Got to firm up a little T, firm up a little A. Let's see where this goes. Oh, maybe if I give the instructor a perk, maybe he'll give me some super secret Tibetan training secret, you know? I like how I had to explain that the Tibetan training secret was super secret.
I just noticed the same word twice. Yeah.
God, isn't that the worst, man?
Yeah, who gives an ass?
Anytime you say that, you sound like a retard, unless it's like three F words chained in a row, in which case you're Shakespeare.
Exactly.
But yeah, so it's that. It's just a lot of weird things coming together in this whole tempest of uncertainty, as I've been calling it. Like, I'm sure in a month I'll notice I'm balder, grayer, probably got nut cancer from all the stressing, you know? And, just good times overall.
Well, that's what I mean. You shouldn't, like, you know, smoke or overeat as a result, you know?
Well, I don't. I've been eating less. I've been at least doing the thin girl depressed thing as opposed to the former fat man depressed thing where, yeah, it's like I would eat a lot.
And drink a lot.
And, yeah, now I'll have... Well, Wednesday I went over for a talk with said individual, which just went swimmingly, may I say. If you've ever had... Have you ever done the, like, face-to-face balls on the line talk?
Oh, yeah. And, like, it, with me, I forgot who I was telling this to.
How'd it go with you? Who was it with for you?
A few. I guess Julia and then Maureen probably
again?
Several times. The one I did, like,
oh,
end
yeah,
of high
yeah,
school,
yeah, the little
beginning
one.
College,
yeah.
Like, Maureen's twin sister.
Yeah,
might
exactly.
As well
both
been.
Shrimpy individuals.
Yeah. But anyway, like, no, I forgot who I was telling this to. Someone was trying to break up, so I can't remember. Maybe it was Serena. I don't know. I was like, just say, like, I never want to see you or, like, speak to you as long as I live.
Really? See, yeah. You did the impassioned, angry one.
Yeah, that's usually how I am, and, like, I just cut people out.
I have learned to just bite my tongue as much as possible. And focus on, like, positive things. Like, I actually listened to Allison.
Mm-hmm.
Allison is our mutual friend who is, like, just queen smiles and sunshine, you know?
Yeah,
like,
she seems almost, like, too aloof.
Too removed from any human emotion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when she was telling me about, like, being divorced or whatever, I said it didn't bother her. I was like, you know what? Because I was, like, just going through a really bad breakup at
the
time.
Dude, if I were divorced, I would be, like, I look at Artie from Larry Sanders as my model for this. I mean, the guy has been divorced four times, as he explained. The first time, it was a three-year bender of Everclear.
Which one's Artie?
Artie's Rip Torn.
Oh, okay.
He explains it was a three-year bender of Everclear, whores, hard-ons, and, you know, whatever else. And he says, after the fourth one, I managed to cram the same amount of debauchery into a weekend, but I have a scar from that. But yeah, he's just a passionate alpha male type guy, you know, what I'd want to be in life.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he has four divorces under the belt. I know I'll be having at least one. I'm sure I'll get hitched at some point.
Well, that's why I think marriage is just a bad idea. I forgot who said it. It might have been...
Big mistake. Big mistake.
There you go.
Like, you ever read some of those, like, BS what I've learned columns from celebrities they post on like MSN.com sometimes?
Once in a blue moon. I like Oprah. Like, mom will send me Oprah columns.
Certain celebrities just write down like a whole list of things they learned over their career.
Really?
And I think it was Lyle Lovett who said it was pretty good. It's like, don't get married unless you want to get divorced.
You know,
that's kind of a good way to look at it.
Looking the way Lyle Lovett does, yeah, I'm gonna give him that one. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
unless you're okay with losing half your crap, don't get married.
I wonder if we got warped, because, like, for all the bitching they did, mom and dad seemed pretty in love.
Well, no, they stayed together. Yeah.
I mean, they seemed really happy with each other as much as you can down the pike 20 years.
I don't know about
25.
That.
25.
I always had that argument with mom. I mean, they're more committed to each other than most like American couples.
Yeah, exactly.
Who obviously would have been divorced in their shoes. But I mean, you figure what, they met each other when they're like 30 and 40 or something.
I've always tried to figure out the timeline mentally. It was something like that.
Maybe like 35 and 45, I forget.
How long were they hitched before they popped me out?
13 years?
No effing way.
I don't know, 10 years?
They were like 76 or 7. 77, I want to say.
Oh, so almost like...
So 4 years.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
And then they popped out me.
Yeah, so...
So they kicked it.
47 and 34.
47? That old man was 9 years older.
Yeah, 47. Oh.
77, 40. He was 44. Mom was 35.
I know he's 48 when I was born. So he would have been 46 when you were born, and then mom would have been 37.
Sounds about right. Yeah, so what woman was 39 for you?
Yeah.
Christ. I thought she was like, no, that sounds about right. Yeah. Jesus, wow. No wonder we're such F-ups.
Yeah.
We were getting some tail-end eggs, man.
Yeah, I know. We're genetic.
An old man's sperm must have been blasted from 20 years on the ships. Christ.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. But I think people might get a better view of things when their parents get split and like their parents are dating again. Although I couldn't ponder dealing with any of that, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely weren't raised in like a normal healthy environment, but as far as it is like compared to other people,
I think you hate it more than I do. Like I look back and I don't really think of like I see that I was at least stable somewhat, but I kind of forget how much fighting went on and like how much when you're a little kid you don't know if it's stable. Like looking back, it's easy to say, oh yeah, they stayed together the whole time and then dad died, so they made it till the end technically, haha.
No, because I remember the one time I thought they were going to get divorced.
Oh,
or whatever.
Yeah, and I thought that multiple times actually. Really? Because
I remember that one time like in fifth grade when we hit him or whatever and he left.
Oh yeah. He like, we started getting physical or he like attempted to rough you up a little bit and then I started walloping on him.
Yeah.
And
in World War III as usual.
Yeah, and he kind of did the going home. Yeah. Was he gone? He was gone overnight for that, or was that an earlier point where he was gone overnight? Because I remember one time he left like a Thursday night or a Tuesday night and did not appear until like late Wednesday, and that scared the holy hell out of me.
I don't remember that. I just remember that one time. I think he was gone overnight.
Yeah, it was only one time, and I'm sure he was just crashing with telly or something. I don't think he boinked around that much. Or
well, not at that point, he's old.
No, he was pretty old and beat at that point. Besides, he had been like Captain Whoremeister,
yeah,
like on the ships. I mean, I was just starting to get good stories out of him about all that stuff.
Yeah, he'd tell me some stuff. Like,
God, I pray Maria is not listening. And people are always like, "Why do you call her Maria? Like a divorced kid?" You know, I don't know.
It's fun.
Yeah, I don't know when I jumped into the calling her Maria boat, but so help me God, I enjoy it.
You don't do it to her face, or do you?
50-50 now.
Really?
It's usually if I'm being condescending. I'll be like, you didn't see that one coming, did you, Maria?
I mean, I'd almost prefer it, or rather keep it formal, but whatever. I like force a habit and laziness. I still call her mom.
Yeah, but...
You need many years of therapy.
There you go.
That is true.
I feel effed up when it comes to relationships. I have no general purpose in life. Like, it's just this whole crush of, what the hell am I doing? I mean, like, honestly, have you really thought about how we don't kind of do the date thing normally?
Yeah, no, I've thought of that. That's one of the things I'm trying to fix. Like, I can't just...
casually
keep
date?
Banging people. It's got to stop.
Yeah, that's how I feel too, because I've stopped enjoying it whatsoever. Like,
yeah, me too.
The thrill of it, like you're porking someone and it's like, oh, I know how to do this now.
No, it's like anything else, like drugs or whatever, the thrill is gone.
Yeah, the shine done worn off.
Which is sad, because like for all the years as like a
it's just pubescent your goal.
Teenager, yeah, like you think, oh, sex is going to be so awesome, and then, Christ, I'm trying to think how many... So within 7 years, well, I guess that's a decent run. I've already become bored of it.
I would say it didn't take me long at all. I honestly, because I lost a lot of that was just like Tuesday.
One night stands, you know. I mean, there's only been a couple girls I've like done
and that's the thing.
Like,
there's very I've only had a few real repeat offenders, and they're like half of them aren't really relationships. They're kind of repeated one nighters. Like I'll chill with the chick every 3 months and bang it out. And it's just one of those things where you kind of get your nut and you roll over. And you fling your condom like MJ into the wastebasket and make the shot.
Not if you're me.
God, are you back to raw dogging, you pig?
Indeed.
God, I've been tempted to lately. I won't lie. There have been a couple instances.
I really think the odds are better than you think.
Of what?
Not getting anything.
All right. God, man. That's
big mistake. No. Big mistake.
I seem to be going to that one a lot. What does that say about us? But
we're making a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, our lives are just S, man. But you know, I've been tempted to abandon the condom lately. Especially, I was thinking a spite baby. But,
oh no.
Yeah, no. The act of
one thing that would like completely turn my head.
9 months of stretching versus 18 years of paying. It's like egg on your face, you know.
No, babies.
That's like saying, I cut out my liver and fed it to you. Ha ha, you ate human flesh. And the person's like, what are you going to do without a liver?
No, because I was in love with the person I knocked up. And even then, I was just like...
Coat hanger time. You gave her the Doug Stanhope.
Not happening.
I was happy because mine, I didn't even know about it. It was just like 2 months of, I'm late.
Yeah, so you don't have the guilt on your head of being the person who like forced it.
Oh, I would have. Don't get me wrong. Like, I would have, you know, been like, hey, let's climb to the top of the Exorcist stairs in Washington, D.C. Oops.
Climb to the top of the Washington Monument. Stairs.
Yeah, if that doesn't take, and so forth.
Nah.
Eventually, we'd have flown to Gay Paris and gone to the Eiffel Tower.
Lost a lot of sleep and felt needless guilt over that, even though I know I shouldn't.
No, I got my specters that keep me up nightly, man. Honestly,
that's the thing. Like, you think it's kind of like, remember that Paulie Walnuts where he goes to see the shrink or whatever?
Yeah,
the psychic.
Go
and he tells him about, like, you know, the guy who he first killed, how he contacted him, saying it was his first, and he's waiting for him. And he goes back to Tony, he's like, I got a train of ghouls following me around. It's kind of like that,
dude. Yeah, there's just. Eventually,
it all will catch up with
Something's got to change, man. Yeah. This is like our
Seinfeld and George talk.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not men.
We're not men. What is this?
The mustache.
Yeah. Is that how that episode started?
Yeah,
was that a year
taking
later?
Taking a vacation from themselves. No, that was it.
Really? And then they decided to get
hitched. Season premiere, yeah.
Yeah, man. And that's what makes this so bitter. Because I'm so profoundly aware of nothing will change. I will merely age, and it will just be bitterness unto the grave.
No, I mean, that's...
I like the contents of this as a comedy show.
No, it's a black comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Even without Leo.
Did it by the black man again.
There you go.
But, no, I mean, eventually something will, because eventually you'll get so, like, fed up and pissed, you will, like, either settle down. And I bet that's how most people end up getting married.
Oh, yeah.
Until he says that you don't want to die alone or whatever.
No, definitely. That's
it's the same thing. It's like, that's what's going to keep you in line. So the fact is, like, do I really want to go back to, you know, what I was before?
I think what's killing me is, okay, Al Bundy and Howard Stern. Those are kind of the big anti-marriage role models I've got. But both of them married tarred young. Al Bundy, first of all, is fictional, so this is how bad my life is, you know?
Based around a Fox sitcom. Yeah. Yeah, but you gotta figure art reflects life.
Oh, yeah. Someone bagged a high school sweetheart and spent the rest of his life going, what did I do?
Yeah, became a sitcom writer.
The football team said no one would be dumb enough to marry the big red one. Look at him now. But, yeah, Stern was hitched at what, 23, 4?
18 or something.
No.
22, then, like, maybe right out of college.
I think you're right, yeah. I want to say it was right out of college, and he always bitched after that. And I've heard the stats are 25 and older, divorce rate plummets.
Yeah, that's what my ex's dad says, like, 25 and up. I always thought 30. I'm going off the advice of our cousin in Greece, whatever his name was, Nikos.
Oh God, I love that baller mother effort.
That dude is awesome. He said, don't even think about getting married before you're 30.
30, yeah.
Like, and, yeah, that's some decent advice.
And Luan had a brother who used to ball around a lot, like the Asian player
type.
Oh,
and his wife?
No. He got married, but he got married at like 29. And he was like, yeah, don't really do it before then. He's like, this is the earliest I would go.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a really cool dude.
No, he seemed it. But
the only time I end up talking to him is when, like, both of us are drunk. But,
yeah. Really? Yeah, cause that's how I was talking to him. I was mashed at one of Luan's parties where they're serving, like, you know, Vietnamese food and little babies were running around.
Always weird because it's, like, half Vietnamese family and then a bunch of, like, drunk white teenagers.
I know. It reminds me of Always Sunny in Philly when Frank would whore out the bar.
The card table.
Yeah, all the Asian dudes, and then they end up gambling and cutting off their fingers.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait for that show to come back.
Yeah, this fall.
Nice.
But I don't know what it is, man. I just had the bug where I'm like, the one-night stands are not making me happy, and what does make me happy? It's some broad who's pretty cute and pretty cool, you know, saying, diddle me repeatedly, daddy. You know, that's the gist of, hey, I'll stick around.
No, that's kind of where I am and where I want to be, too, I think. It's time for me to cash out my chips.
Yeah, exactly. You came out a little head. You didn't. God. You all right, Chief?
Yeah, I just swallowed my gum. I was trying to spit it back up.
But... Oh, God. Your entire scalp went red.
Really?
Grotesque.
No, because it's like lodged in my throat. And I thought, it doesn't stay in you for 10 years. It's bullshit. It gets past
I don't think anything
else.
Does.
No, I think it's like if it did stay, it would take 10 years to break down, something like that.
Yeah,
but
I mean, if you're bored, get
Christ,
some gloves.
I haven't swallowed gum in a
home. Dig through your feces. We ain't got anything better to do. But yeah, man, and it's just like it's hitting a point, and I guess that was highlighted by the broad coming in and out of the life for exactly 1 week to answer everyone's question. 1 week we were kind of couple-ish.
Even though she had like a boyfriend, I mean, that's kind of shady.
Well, no, that's the real twist to it all, where. The boyfriend was presented as leaving the picture. Then it became, because like I said, there was nothing romantic about when the moves first went down. It was go for it, and I'm like, don't you have a boyfriend? Multiple times. He's pretty much gone is the answer presented to me.
Pretty much
gone. Yeah, exactly. Right. Strike one, John. Strike one. So I go for it, but
well, no. Sometimes beware of those chicks who like can't be single.
I don't know if she's that tight. I don't know. Hell.
So, yeah, maybe you could have dealt the death blow.
Here's the thing. Later, after our talk, when I bite my tongue, I do not scream.
Scorpion woman!
You know, or...
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Neither of those come out of my pipes. I keep it pretty positive. Had a few shots of liquid courage beforehand. I'm not going to lie. Because I was just like so dour about it and like chain smoking.
Well, what brought it on?
The talk?
Yeah, you said like she was avoiding you.
Okay. If we do our thing for a week. At the end of the week, it's like.
So you after like this?
Not no.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I will. She's on the count.
All right. There we go. Yeah. Officially on the roster.
Yeah, she is on the bench. So, yeah. But long story short, man. It became, I'm not done with him, and I'm like, uh-oh. And then I don't know if this should continue. I don't know if that was a challenge for me to just keep continuing. We'll never know. As it is, this is kind of like trying to second-guess Hannibal Lecter type stuff. You know, you can only play the crazy game so much before it's like, I'm going to defer to you because you're effing crazy, and I will not try to puzzle this out anymore. So, yeah, and then long story short, we get to chatting the other day. And she's like, well, I think I felt you broke up with me the other night when we had our talk. I'm like, so we're not a couple yet. I managed to break up with you. That's pretty effing impressive, you know?
What'd she say to that?
Why don't I just kind of bit my tongue on that one again.
Oh.
Because it's like, you know what? Why don't I just tug out my 4-foot junk and use it as a jump rope if I'm such an effing Superman? Because only he could pull off that trick. So, yeah, man. It's just been, hell, we've managed to fill 40 minutes of pure angst. Pure unadulterated rage.
And I'm still like, so what did she say then?
To what?
Like what, you know, when you came over.
Oh, yeah. The gist of what I said is, look, honestly, I don't know where the hell we are. And I think it's just you kind of want me. It's like, you dig me, right? Yes. I dig you. Yes. But I'm supposed to just kind of chill until things resolve with the dude. Yes. And I'm like, well, I really won't be playing that game.
Yeah, I don't know. I know chicks always don't respond well to the ultimatums.
No, not at all. Who does, really? Who does? And I think what was funny is halfway, like maybe a minute in, like I only had nards for so much of it before Johnny reached for his cancer stick.
Right.
And like, so I reach in my pocket right when I get the first, you know, like salvo of bad news out of her. Uh-huh. She probably thought I was like reaching for a dagger. Just like, yaw, bitch, you know?
Yaw trick.
But no, I pull out a smoke. I guess we're both relieved at that. And so for the rest of the conversation, I'm just like nervously flipping this thing back and forth like a damn, you know, cheerleader
right.
with her baton. And yeah, that was kind of the end of it.
So like she didn't say like what she plans to do with you or the other guy? Or?
No, nothing was sorted out whatsoever.
Huh.
Fantastic. So I just kind of had to ask her get off the pot myself.
Well, what did she say? Like what she wanted or whatever? Although women don't know what they want.
It sounds like to me if, you know, honestly, I'm getting no straight answer on this. It sounds like if said guy left the picture, she'd be like, now I can finally be with you.
Right.
And at this point, I would say 90% of the sheen is worn off where, you know, it's like you get that, like, you're really into some, like, it takes a while and then you're like, no, this chick's real cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then all that magic can get flushed down the toilet and then you just see him as a person again. I'm back at that stage. So now I'm just kind of curious how it plays out. There's a morbid curiosity of where is this?
You know, my point, like, I'm just thinking if you keep banging it out, you'll win. Just like, God, it's like as an endurance contest.
And it is that, simply.
Yeah. I mean, it becomes a question of whether or not you're okay with that.
Oh, I've been the other guy so many times. It seems to be my role for some reason.
Or even if you just want to like compete for someone's affection, which I don't, and I advise against.
No, it's an insult, honestly. It's like if this were to pan out, isn't the whole romantic hard on, I come hearts and stars that you fall for me instantly?
No, yeah, exactly. So that's the point. I mean, so it's not going to be like that. So.
No, then it just becomes an ego pissing contest.
Yeah.
Where it's like literally you're in bed, you're banging it out, and then you're making fun of how her boyfriend bangs her out, you know, right after the fact or during if you're really morbid, you know, or, you know, I've had moments where I'm like, I've banged out a chick and then the man calls.
Oh.
And like she'll be talking to him and I'll just be like playing with the cooch during the conversation to really like amuse myself and just dump in, you know, jump into the moral, the amoral morass that is my life.
Yeah.
And like she'll say I love you and I'm sure he hears me audibly laughing in the background. It's like, who's that? Oh, it's TV, you know?
Oh.
And then they flip the clamshell phone shut and you continue to bang it out. And it's like, so what do you have to say? You know?
Oh Lord.
No, man, I've done some things. Some things.
I've never done anything like that.
Really?
No.
I've done that. I've been with the married chicks.
Wow. I don't think I've ever been with a married chick.
Oh, that's always fun. If you want to really be an ass, get on them doggy style and like do the hand on hand type thing from behind, you know,
right.
Like they're supporting their cells. And just start playing with the wedding.
Ah!
Just like, how many carrots is that? You know, just horrible ass. Horrible, horrible things. Oh, Diana Loy gives me a good old Diana from work. God bless her. She's saying, good work. Show is good.
Does she know who it is?
Oh, yeah. Diana is the little sage who helped me out of many a bend on all this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm trying to keep it pretty kind of vaguely ambiguous.
Right.
As in not saying her name is the name of an ex you named on the show earlier. But, yeah.
If we've learned anything, it's that the Irish are trash.
I've always said it too. I think that's why I'm getting what's coming to me. I got thrown in my face by
her. Is she a drunk?
Don't S where you. No, not a drunk, but weird in other ways. Don't worry. A weaker woman would have drowned her sorrows.
Her parents divorced?
We can get into the parents. Sure. The old man has just been missing since like forever. Like kind of we don't really know what he does. She always bounced around growing up. So that's why kind of the current theory why she's like a cold hearted bee.
Yeah.
Oh, nice voice crack. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Yeah.
I got to lay off the peyote.
Yeah. But, he is not around right now. He's living like in the Mideast or some ass.
So like he just left when she was a kid or something?
No, it sounds like he was more or less in the picture and lately has been gone.
Well, who the hell cares? Well, I guess it is kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm going to be one to say that, well, I guess ours is taking more of an extended vacation. Much closer area, though. Huh. But, God, when's the last time we visited the tombstone, by the way?
Jesus. Christ, for me, it might have been like, you know,
I'm pushing 3 years.
It's been, definitely years.
Yeah. Oh, God, we are bad.
Well, to me, it's like it's an effing tombstone.
Yeah, he ain't hearing you one way or the other.
Yeah, so...
It's just a downer, too. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that visiting your dead father's stone...
Especially when it's a dirty-ass redneck.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Just being in that town is a downer. Yeah. That village.
Seeing fat white women married to black dudes, which is the Fredneck tradition.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. That's got to be, like, the mulatto capital of the world. Or no, that's the biracial, will we say now.
Mixed.
I don't like biracial, though. It could be any mix of two races.
Yeah.
If you say mulatto, even though I sound like a friggin' slave trader.
Could be anything.
People know what I'm going for. But, yeah. So, yeah, man. It's just been a game at work for the past week or two where I talked to good old Diana and... James, who just has always hated this individual from day one, so his advice is just dump the bitch. And whenever I'm swinging toward that edge, you know, my pendulum goes that way. He's like, good for you, you don't need it.
There's one thing I've also learned, one of two.
Yeah,
like,
go for it. Share your lessons, sir.
I would say, I don't know, people, when they give you advice in relationships, you know, they see it from their perspective, but
everyone is colored by their lens.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's like a-holes, you know, or opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And they stink and S comes out of them, as Jason Bateman says.
No, I tried it.
But, yeah, like I was going to say, you know, they're not the person who sees what you see in them. And
that's
not,
true. Yeah, exactly.
They're, it's not like, the person who's going to be without that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. No, and that's why...
Anything else, just listen to yourself.
Well, and that's why I kind of have, like, the open disclosure policy, where it's like, if you're giving me advice, guess what? You know the details about everything.
Right.
And then I kind of fish back an answer, and I see if I like it. I see what I can do with it. But I love Diana. Diana's dead on with most of her advice.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, people can be wise, but at the same time, you know, I did that last time. And
whose advice did you heed, man? You're a friggin' bullheaded mother effer. I love you, but...
Yeah, not really. I mean, I had mom jawing in my ear about a lot of stuff.
About more, your Maureen?
Yeah.
Wait, what do I mean by that? How cryptic? Go on,
and,
sir.
Yeah, you know what? She was paranoid. And, like, at the time, you know, because I'm pretty, obviously, I take you after, I'm pretty, like, paranoid, insecure. I don't know if I should be that way.
We're all wrecks.
Yeah, but, like, you know.
We just hate ourselves.
I, you know, had her telling me, like, oh, she thought she was cheating me or whatever. And this is a person who thought she poisoned me on Mother's Day. Remember that one time I got food poisoning?
Yeah.
Went to That's Amore. Yeah, mom, like, not too long ago said, like, she thought she poisoned me.
Oh,
I heard
that.
And I was like, oh, I'm so glad I listened to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much.
Mind telling me where there's a rainbow with gold coins
on
it?
Yeah, you know what? At the time, so I was like, God damn. You know?
You know, I always kept my yap shut.
Well, I knew you didn't like her either.
Yeah, and oddly enough, I don't think she knew I disliked her, though.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No, I managed to put on a big old, oh, hello there, smile for her.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I got the vibe you didn't like her either, but it's like...
Nah, she was trash.
I don't know.
She was manipulative trash. I mean, and I know what you're saying, like, I haven't sat there and heard her small talk and her pillow talk, and I haven't bounced her like a fleshlight on my junk.
Right.
But, I'll put it this way. There was no nakedly good quality about her other than she made you feel good.
Yeah.
And you're not Halle Berry in Monsters Ball. You don't need to scream, make me feel good over and over. I don't know. I mean, it seems to be one of those F-up things with you and me that, and I think that's why I'm still stinging over this one, because this person on paper really was a good deal.
So that to me, don't care about that. I mean, I tend to go after people who want paper. Anyone would be like, what are you effing kidding? You're going after this?
Yeah.
But, I mean, hey, you know what? If that's what I like, then my attitude from now on.
Yeah, and I like it. I don't want to automatically be gambling, you know, going for broke. Like, relationships are roulette. You know, odds are slightly against you. I'm going to be saying, give me black or give me red. I'm not going to say, like, give me 27. I'm feeling lucky. I'm trying to keep the odds of failure down. So I'm like, does she seem stable? Have I known her a while? Is she a dirty skank? Is she attractive? You know, I try to go to, does she have self-esteem? I go down this checklist. And I think that's why this one, it's like the same outcome that I've had I just been like, hey, you, 14th Street hooker, you look like you have a heart of gold. Would you like to be my Julia Roberts? And I will Richard Gere you, you know? Well, that would have had as good an outcome.
That's the thing. I mean, I think you tend to be like too analytical, maybe judgmental about people.
Yes, because I'm half a fag.
Well, no, again, that's like mom's genes. Like, you shouldn't, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to overthink everything and live nothing.
Yeah, like, you can't do that. I try to do that the opposite as much as possible.
That would be the old man's genes.
Well, yeah, like, really, ever since high school graduation, I've turned off my brain and have yet to turn it back on.
I'm 50-50 on it. It's like I can operate without the brain, but once disaster hits, that's where it starts to come back. And then I'm God damn you, brain. What good have you ever done, man?
But no, it's just like the whole mom, like paranoid. Like, that's the thing. And that's the big problem with me. It's
I do like that we can just air dirty laundry without Leo, throwing it in our face later. Because that would be my one fear.
I don't care about it. I don't care if mom's listening. No. Like, again, I always just try to be honest as possible.
I used to hold my tongue a little because, like, I just didn't want Leo looking at me weird for a whole week after the fact. Like, God, what the hell happened to you guys? No, I'm sure he's just listening now, so it doesn't matter.
I'm pretty open about being a mess. I don't give an ass.
What do I care? I mean, my life is in the toilet to the point this was my outlet for the week, and I can't even drop everything I want to until, like, two more weeks down the pike or so. But
coming Friday is your last day of work?
Yeah, and then week after, this individual's last day.
No.
So that's when no one cares what I say about the clap having Jezebel. I can just go, you know, balls out at that point.
Right. God, what the hell is this? Oh, yeah, like, so when you get those, like, self-doubting thoughts in your head, that's
self-defeating.
Well, what conflict to me is, like, whether or not it's actually from stuff you've learned and what you actually believe.
Or just fear that's been beaten to your head.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, the rub off of someone who's obviously, like,
just queen of the cowards.
A pee hair away from, like, throwing their ass at walls in a straitjacket.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never met a more fearful person.
Or just, no, that paranoid, like everyone's out to get her.
Dude, yeah, they're Holocaust survivors with cheerier outlooks about human beings.
And that's, yeah, like, oh, God, that's one thing I'd like to not have at all. But at the same time, I mean, you can't be, like, naive and too trusting of people.
Yeah, and it's really not easy to get.
You need many years of therapy.
You know what I mean? That's, like, anyone, that's hard work right there.
No, anyone always tells me, like, Allison especially, like, oh, you're always waiting for the rug to be pulled out from under you.
And, like, that's the thing.
You assume and expect the worst.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I see nothing wrong with that other than it does attract that eventuality to you.
No, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, exactly. Good man.
One
you
thing
keep looking
I
for the ways
college.
People are going to F you, they'll find a way.
Well, no, that or you'll just trick yourself into believing that, even if it's not true. That's what I think I might have done. I don't know.
Oh, you're still self-doubting about the little rat woman?
Yeah, not like it bothers me. I'm just
saying. Don't worry. You'll be able to dick me over on this 6 months from now.
Maybe. No, it's like,
trust me, we need to just put
pictures
up on MySpace.
I mean, I made her, like,
MySpace.
Open her email, everything, like, I don't know.
How many times you attempted contact since?
None. She, like, emailed me, like, 3 weeks after I broke up with her, cut it off, then I just blocked her, and
just say what's up.
Other than death threats.
Just say what's up. Get the bad blood out.
That I don't think I could ever do that.
Really? I thought that, too, but, like, a couple years down
the
pike.
I mean, yeah, no, like, maybe, like, in a couple more years or something, because...
Mm-hmm. No, it's sad because you let go of whatever you had with that person.
Yeah, then you
special.
Don't care. It's like with Joya now. I mean, there's a point in time where I was, like, really in love with her or whatever. Now, like, you know, yeah, talk or whatever on MySpace or Facebook. I don't give an ass.
Exactly. It just doesn't move you.
No, I mean, no, I have absolutely zero feelings for her. And, like, the other one, Christ, it's been almost, it's like a year and a half, a little bit more. And it's still, I mean, I don't know. First of all, it's pride. Like, I don't want to be the one. Like, if she were to contact me,
pride go.
I wouldn't have a problem talking to her at all.
Yeah,
really.
I know. And that's how she's thinking.
Exactly.
And the thing is, once someone is the bigger man, like, once,
I don't want to be.
Once you make that move, you become the bigger man. You know what I mean? Like,
no, that's true.
Suddenly then it's like, oh, you're the pussy who couldn't do this.
But, you know, I have no idea if, like, she still hates me.
She doesn't.
Has
she doesn't.
Much more ammo now.
She doesn't.
I'm sure,
dude,
she probably hates
her life.
Her life
is raising a kid she
everything.
Hates and regretting being married at 19.
Yeah.
So, well, I...
That kid she probably holds me responsible for, though. Because that's the thing. It's like, you know what? Yeah, she's an adult and she makes her own decisions. But at the same time, if she hadn't crossed paths with me, would she be in that situation?
No.
Probably not. And
that, oh, no. Someone left me and got pregnant a month later.
And that's kind of like, makes me feel bad, even though I know I shouldn't. It's like,
I don't want to
have a long-term negative impact on someone like that. Like, short-term, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, no, like, effing something. Like, what if she ends up killing herself or something, you know that?
Then you win.
Yeah, that's how I used to think, like, after the breakup. But now it's just like, god damn. Like, you and I, we're like Randall and Clerks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, chaos incarnate.
Yeah, yeah, just everything.
Tornadoes.
Tempest
like
of S is our life. Yeah, man. No, it must be intense to be with us, honestly. Like, we are, much as we seem sedate, we are like emotional.
No,
because
we're Greek,
yeah.
Yeah. Passionate.
I'm just passionate, like all us Greeks.
Yeah, no, it works both ways.
Yeah, huge highs, huge lows.
Yeah.
Well, on...
When the bad side comes out passionately, chicks tend not to like it.
Yeah. Well, I think we got a bail for Mr. Squire. Did he say this week, too, we're covering for him?
Christ, I don't
whatever.
Remember.
Let's just hit the premeditated outro. All Will, right. Damn good work as always, sir.
Yeah, I had fun.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dirty. Another Greek, especially a Papa Giorgio tradition, just the airing of grievances no one else would open their pipes about. Yeah. All right, let's hit the road.
Later.
Hey, kids, why sit in front of the TV when you can be on the radio?
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Oh, my, do I sound like that?
We're home free, school's out, baby.
Good show?
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
See, to live is to suffer. And to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up.
I've been through mad different faces, like Masons, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than bids. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepare my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid. Back on the scene at 14 with a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit. Yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I
got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit. That ain't the half. Arrogance gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch. Didn't need a click cause I scared it that much. One deep with the starting for kicks. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to ball in the morning before I could fly. I ate something. Couple of 40s made me hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a f- how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life.